Lynn.
I'm Kalani here.
And we finally watched season finale of Kimmy and Sugar. It was interesting.
Yes.
The first note was that everybody looked tired as fuck. And then there was that giant sign for burritos in the background that kept distracting me. So what about you?
My first note, I have Shia equals bitch equals gossip and hoe.
Yeah, oh
And
my
why is she
God.
always with Charlene?
She's always talking
Isn't she
shit.
Robin's friend?
I was like, she's supposed to be Robin's friend, but she's always with Charlene talking shit about everybody. So I was like, maybe she wants to get into
Charlene's
Charlene's
pants,
pants.
exactly.
You know? But then later on in the episode, they showed her going on dates, and then at the end, it was all like sleeping with everybody. So I was like, wait a minute, I don't
But the
know.
show was not supposed to be about her anyway.
Exactly. She wasn't even supposed to be in it. And you know what I noticed from the last episode and from this episode is that whenever they showed Saya, her hair would be long, but when they show her in the cutscene, her hair is short. So I was like, when is that going to add up? You know? But it did in the end. Like when they finally went to that club thing, it was short. Oh, and they had Starbucks!
The
Lesbians in coffee
other
shops.
thing is, when she was talking to Charlene, she was like, "I told Robin everything I told you there." I was like, "Fucking Laura,
I know, she
she
did
should
that
tell
too.
Charlene about the whole them not having real jobs thing," she said.
Yep. I was thinking that too, but then I was like, well, Alex has broken a couple of fingers and we don't do that. So, you never know. I really like Devani's shirt.
Which
And
one?
when they
She
were
has a
at,
lot of them.
obviously, when they were at the burritos place,
Oh, yeah.
it looked nice. It kind of looked like that gray one that I have, but without the patches and shit, and not as shiny. Well,
I liked her, like, her wide variety of vests. Like, she has a
I know,
closet
right?
full of vests.
What the hell? Kind of like you.
I don't have a lot of vests. I have like two.
You have a shitload of ties. That's what you have. I remember that one day you had one on your shoes,
I have two
one
on
as
the
a
shoes,
belt,
one
and
as a
then
belt,
one
one on
on
my
your
neck.
neck. I was like, what the
Good
hell?
times.
And I was really surprised when they had water. I was like,
Uh-oh.
what? Because they're always drinking.
Alex, where are you going?
You're
You're
my
my
ride.
ride.
That was really funny. I cracked up for that. And what else I thought was funny was when they're all like, they're like, let's wait for Robin. I don't want to wait for Robin. Okay, let's not wait for Robin. I was like, what the fuck?
And they ended up being like, what,
A
almost,
bit shy of
yeah.
4,000. I actually thought they would make it.
Yeah. See, they didn't have real lesbians there.
I
If they did, they would have made that tab in like the first 3 minutes.
right. They would only need two of them too. So.
And then I put the thing that Bethilda said when she was like, "Shia equals doorknob," and I put equals, like, I agree.
I don't understand though. Doorknob?
Like, she's bland, she's boring.
Oh, because some doorknobs are pretty interesting. Like
Mm-hmm.
that Australian Chinese girl on YouTube. Have you seen her doorknobs?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Her doorknob is almost taller than she is. And she's 5'1". She's kind of short, but still, that's a pretty high doorknob.
I love that video that you sent me where she's like, "Yeah, they look downright
Oh, the
mortified."
before and after thing? We'll put a link up on the website for her
She's like, they
videos.
look like they just had sex. She doesn't.
They just gave them
Hey, she does
sex, and
it
she's like,
twice.
here's your sex. So, okay, and there's this one thing I was thinking last night or Monday night, like, does Robin have a girlfriend? Because I mean, like, Devani has DeJosephine, Bathilda has her ex-girlfriend, Saya has Bathilda's ex-girlfriend, Charlene has her DJing thing. Alex has Paris, so what the fuck does Robin have? And what
Alex
happened
had Robin had that Asian
to the
chick from
random
like
Asian
the
chick, right? But then
yeah.
she stopped showing up the last three episodes.
Don't know. That's probably why Robin was so bitchy. They broke up and she was all
Yeah,
like,
but Robin was always bitchy.
that was just my way to
She
clarify.
was extra bitchy when the random Asian chick was in it.
I was kind of mad that the show started following Shia around on dates.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really like Saya as a character. We're acting like it's fake and shit. Yeah, I don't really like her, and then like they gave her her own cutscene, and now they follow her around on dates and blah blah blah
Exactly.
blah.
Like, when the girl she was on a date with asked her, like, has she done everything? And she was like, "No, I haven't. I just started recently." So
Oh
I
yeah,
put,
it was like great conversation opener because
yeah.
there every time she goes on a date, it's always like, how'd you know that you're into girls and sex and shit like that, you know?
Exactly. So I put SUTSA. Straight until the show arrived.
I don't know. She seems kind of like, since the camera's on her, she's gonna be like one of those prima donnas.
Yeah.
Cause I don't know, she something about her just seems so fake
Exactly.
about Saya. I'm sorry to all the Saya lovers out there, but none of them's in this room.
Most of my short notes are like, I had to put it down here again, like on page two. I put Shia equals bitch with three exclamation points.
Oh, like from last week?
No, she had said something else that made me angry. I forget what it was.
She says
Oh
a lot of
no,
stuff.
that when she was talking to Bethilda's ex-girlfriend.
Oh yeah, why is she getting so jealous? She's dating Wendy.
She's dating everybody.
All right, duh. She's dating Wendy. She wants to get into Charlene's pants. Why the fuck does she care, man?
I put Charlene equals Mama Bear. Like how she got all them into
Oh
control and
yeah,
everything.
she told them. She was like, "Shut the
Yeah,
fuck up and get here." So, but she's always crying too, Charlene.
we're like
Whatever.
the stars, they're just so beautiful.
Oh, I thought it was funny how what is Bethilda's ex-girlfriend's name? Because
Isn't it Jessica?
every time I see her, I think of Ingrid's girlfriend.
Isn't it Jessica though? Like,
I thought it started with a B.
but Jessica, I don't
But Jessica.
know.
All right.
Britell.
Britell?
Britally Britton, something like that.
Okay, let's just call her Bethilda's ex-girlfriend. So I thought it
Yeah.
was funny how she's like, "I love hanging out with you," and Bethilda's like busting out champagne and they're having a picnic on the beach. I was like, "That's some awesome hanging out."
Exactly. I've never hung out with somebody like
All
that.
right. I love how Bethilda's always so retro. Cause she was so tired of this episode. She's like, "Alex, where are you going? Am I right?" That was funny.
Or when she was at the club, well, at the place that they were getting, and they were like, "Oh, you're gonna do this, this, and this," and she's like,
What? Yeah,
"Yeah."
that's funny. And crap, I had something to say about it. Oh yeah, in this episode, you heard a lot like, "Where's Bethilda? I don't know. Where's Bethilda?" And she was there making out with Bethilda's ex-girlfriend.
I put a lesbian tracker. Because Devani was finding them out of nowhere. It was
Oh gosh.
like every person she walked by on the street, like there's like this lesbian street in Hollywood. She just like passed out
Oh yeah, that's true. She was, and
fire.
while everybody else was having a call.
Exactly.
Oh, and then I'm gonna go back to Saya's date when the girl was like, "You're giving romance eyes or whatever." I was like, "More like slut eyes," because she was looking at her. Yeah, she had that weird look, like, "Let's have sex," you know.
Exactly.
And she still wears a lot of black.
You know, who I noticed this? In the last couple of episodes, she was happier and out of her shell. That was that woman sex.
Oh, so you mean she did it, but she didn't tell everybody?
Cause she probably, that's probably why she was asking Charlene to get some
Yeah.
pointers.
Because somebody was already waiting at her house.
Oh, and I like when they're like, hopefully Bathilda's doing her job into somebody instead of someone else.
And then you see her doing the lap dance.
I was like, Bathilda is totally doing somebody instead of her job.
That was funny.
And I also put lesbians hanging from the ceiling to that one lady that was like gliding and stuff.
Oh, the one who was coming down from the pole,
Exactly.
like, how the hell did she get up there?
It looked like it was a fun night. It's just like too much was going on at once.
Yeah, a lot of stuff was going on. It does look fun. I would have liked to have gotten wasted there.
Like the ladies that ripped out of the bikini and just had that little
Circle thing?
toothpaste thing on her back.
Toothpaste?
Tooth floss, toothpaste.
I was expecting nipples, you know?
I wasn't, because I thought it was going to be like fuse.
Well, I mean, like, when they ripped it off, I didn't know anything else was underneath there, so I was like, "Holy crap!" Right? And then I saw that little thingamabobbers.
So yeah, I like at the end when Robin called Miami. I totally wrote down
Oh, I
sugar
know,
events
right?
equals aqua girl.
I remember that was awesome. And speaking of Miami, a lot of the stores down there look like the stores that we've been to in Miami.
Exactly.
It's LA is like a smaller version of Miami.
Yeah.
Even though LA is very outlandish.
You know what I saw yesterday? Well, a couple of days ago.
LA on Miami.
No. I was watching
I can't believe you took me seriously.
No, I was watching Brooke Knows Best, right? You know how she lives in Miami now? She was
I
totally
didn't know
eating
that
at a
now.
gym.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was like, we totally ate there before she did, but she ate there at night where it was all hype and stuff.
Jim, I don't. I mean, they give you like a shitload of food, but I don't like it.
I liked it. I think if there was more people with us, it would have been like, extreme.
Yeah, and plus we were tired from swimming
Yeah.
and all that stuff.
When you go to Miami, you gotta have like energy at the end.
Like hyperactive shit.
Exactly. Walking down the. Just shopping alone takes energy out.
Because there's so many stores to go into.
And none of them are like the stores here in,
Fort Lauderdale?
exactly.
Nope.
Like, we don't have a kid robot.
Or the gothic thing.
Oh,
The
yeah.
gothic thing.
What is it? Misfits? No.
Mosh
Mosh pit?
pit.
Yeah. Oh my God. I found out something.
What?
Because when you said mosh pit, I remember seeing the All Around Me video in mosh pit. And I found out Flyleaf, if that's their name, are actually a Christian rock band.
Yeah,
I
they
didn't
are.
know that.
Yeah, she's like, but she says she doesn't want to be. She says they're all Christian, but they don't want to be known as a Christian rock band. It's just that's what comes out in their music. I'm like, dude, seriously, you're a Christian rock band.
Exactly.
Yeah, I heard she got a tumor, so she can't scream anymore. That's not funny. She had a tumor in her neck. That's why all her songs are scream. But when like all her songs, when you listen to them, you're like, yeah, and you want to mosh pit and shit. But then when you listen to them when they're soft, it makes you so sad. You start crying and you want to sit in like a dark corner and cry by yourself.
Start cutting.
Okay, but back to Gary Shar. We
Yeah.
totally got off track. So Shar was seen in the same shirt, tech shirt, seen it. And so was Alex. Oh, whenever Alex is depressed, she looks so tired and bummish. I
The
don't
dark circles are on her eyes.
know. Yeah, she's always like, I don't really feel like doing this anymore. Yeah. So then I got. Oh, yeah, like, when they were starting to get. When everybody started finally working together and getting all the people, that was more of a plan. Like, that's what they needed to do for
From
the
the get
first
go,
thing.
yeah.
Because, I mean, it was great. Like, I know they didn't get all those people, but they helped, And
Like
still
the
kind of
way they
sick.
were doing it before were like
They're
with this like
just like,
really
oh, yeah,
unorganized, yeah.
we're having a club tomorrow. Come on.
Exactly.
And then that club's name was 11. And I'm like, all these clubs have such
Weird
interesting
names.
names. It's like El Scorpion. And then 11. And then I don't remember the name of the other one.
Truck stop, fuse.
Yeah, Truck Stop Fuse and stuff like that. So, oh yeah, I put Char fucked her managers in the ass. Because this is supposed to be something promoting her managers. Like you said, Fuse, but I don't really remember if Fuse is there. I remember like,
Cut.
Fuse,
Yeah.
yeah, but I don't want to take any chances. So it's supposed to be promoting Char's managers. And then Char's all like, okay, shooter events, come on, and then get your people to come and do all this other stuff. I was like, wow, if I was the manager, I would be like, WTF.
Fired.
Yeah.
Forgot to put it on the wrong way.
That's smart.
You put yours on
Your African necklace.
the wrong way too.
Why? What?
Yeah. You just turned it around.
No, I didn't.
Shit.
How would I be able to turn it around if I put it on the
I
wrong way?
don't know.
Smart. Yeah, so well, that was kind of it for the episode. Then they had that like I don't know what to call it,
What? Oh,
where
the.
Shar was just saying the like what happened.
Oh, yeah,
It
that was.
seems like a conclusion though, not like there's
There's
gonna
gonna
be
be
another.
another season.
Yeah.
'Cause I feel like they should keep, like, showing them until they get up there to the club is, like, their own and all that other good stuff.
Till they own their own club. That's what I thought they were gonna do, like have their own club, not rent places.
And then do one night or whatever. So I was like, huh. Each his own.
Who knows? I mean, if it's over, though, I was like, dude, seriously, 6 episodes?
Exactly. Well, the logo is known for their short seasons.
Yeah, sadly. Like, X's and O's was like 4 fucking episodes, and then it just started restarting everything. I was like, what the shit is this?
Noah's Ark was like, what, 9 episodes a season, and there was only two? Or were there
Like,
three? There were two.
there's 2 seasons. Like, I
Yeah.
mean, look, I think Logo's longest series are the shows that weren't even made by Logo.
Exactly.
Like, Queer as Folk and The L Word.
And that British show that I don't like.
Oh, Bad Girls? Yeah, that's kind of lame. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and at the end, Shy said that she's seeing somebody, too.
Yeah, she was on making out with this.
Did
Wow.
you see the person? It kind of looked like Wendy.
Yeah.
That'd be something else. Ah.
And they showed like Shia go on a date with like five people in 1 second.
Oh man, I think those were like scenes or
I like when she was like,
obviously they were
but Zelda
scenes.
and Brito did it true lesbian style, and you see them moving
I know,
together.
right? I was like, yeah, they moved in. They were in the house and they were like, so what do you want to do there?
Like, oh, they're folding clothes.
Wow. They don't look like the kind of people.
Food folds.
Yeah. Who folds?
Oh, man.
We could live together, like, just like that, like,
Yeah.
settle down. Yeah, they're
So
kind.
I think that is the Josephine that we met at Aqua Girl.
Yeah, because it says they're still together. Because, I was only looking at Devania. I wasn't really paying attention to anything else.
Exactly. Because
I only got a glimpse of her.
the Josephine wasn't on the freaking flyer, so I didn't really care.
I
Was like,
She wasn't on our single stickers.
exactly.
So, I mean, like, I saw her, but I didn't take in her features. I
Yeah,
just remember the hair
and I remember them being hooked up.
and the skinniness.
Or, like, soon as
So.
on the lip, I was like, oh my god, can I take a picture with you? And you see her look at this woman, not even sure if it's the
I know,
Josephine
and
or
I was
not.
like, I was afterwards. I said to Cal, I was like, dude, we totally interrupted their makeout session. Yeah.
We interrupted a lot of makeout sessions.
Yeah.
Walking through that crowd. Oh,
I think I made out with some people.
God.
I
With tits
don't
and
know.
ass all over the place.
Okay.
Oh,
Be like, you have a very womanly figure, so you probably have had sex with some people. You
God.
didn't even know about
Like,
it.
that would explain the white stuff. No,
Oh.
sorry.
Oh my God. Whew.
Oh, good time.
TMI. TMI.
Whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, that's practically what Aqua Girl was like. It was like sex standing up.
Oh,
That's what happens when lesbians get together. Oh, and that was for, yeah. What are you looking for?
I think I lost my shoe.
Oh, there's one
Well,
right here.
that's yours.
Yeah, I realized when I said it. You'll see it later,
Yeah.
guys. Not like you're never coming back to this spot.
Exactly. Like, I'm moving today.
I
No.
know, right? Call Daddy! Deandra! Sarah! All you guys! I'm moving tomorrow! No, like this minute.
Exactly.
You're like, what? That would be something else if somebody just like moved like that. You'd think like they're harboring fugitives or something, like they're doing something illegal. Like Francisco, he just like up and moved out of nowhere.
Well, he gave us like a second warning.
Yeah, his dad didn't give him much of a warning.
Yeah, the week of their moving, he told us like the last 2 days.
He was my favorite Mexican,
Yeah.
and he was the tallest Mexican. Actually, he's like the tallest man I have ever seen.
Funny thing is, I remember like really saying to him his, how do you say goodbye in Mexican?
Yeah, and he's like, what? How do you say goodbye in black, stupid? And then what'd you say?
I'm like, see you
Tio,
up
did you? That was so funny. So for like
later,
a week, that's how we said goodbye to each other.
fool. Ah, good.
I don't know, right? Can you believe we have to start back?
In less than 2 weeks.
I know, right? In like 2, 3 weeks, we go back to no
Well,
more sleeping in, waking up at crack it on.
I know my aunt told me last night, she's like, you gotta start going to bed. Cause I'm like, I don't feel like I've been getting enough sleep until I go to sleep at 5 and wake up at like 2.
I know, cause now I don't get tired till like 7 in the morning. I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
I sleep more during the day, and I'm up all night.
Exactly. Because, I don't know, I stay up and watch television until, like, television doesn't make me sleepy anymore. Like, I could usually watch, like, an hour or two of it, and then I'll be like, ugh. But then I'm like, oh, what's coming on this channel? You know, that channel sort of thing.
Well, TV's always been kind of boring for me. So I've just been like on a computer playing games the whole time, you know. But then it gets kind of boring because nobody else is up in this house. So I end up just, you know, going to sleep or something.
Everyone, like the kids go to sleep first, and then it's her and Sherilyn. And they took my downstairs, which I'm kind of happy that I sleep in her room now,
Yeah.
so nothing would go on. And I'm
Oh.
sure nothing
Oh,
is gonna go on
oh,
downstairs.
oh. Something's probably gonna go on downstairs.
Not really, because all the blinds are broken. Most of the blinds are broken.
It doesn't matter. Just keep the lights off. Anyways, you need to apply for a place in Miami just in case that, like, me, you, and Tori can all, like, shack up
Shack up. You make it seem like we're having sex.
there.
Well,
Our friend Frenchie.
yeah. I'm looking. Actually, hold on. I got a lot of to-do lists in class.
I used to, but it was just a waste of time
What?
to do this because it's like I need to do this and this and this and this, but while I'm writing the list, I could have been doing that shit that I was just writing down. You know what I'm saying?
No, I do. I make mine at night, like what I want to do the next day.
I always do it in the mornings. Like, I wake up
My
really early.
Japanese notes.
Awesome.
Ise, goku.
I was like, it's me. It's me.
Let's see, let's see. All right, here are the places that I found in Miami. Well, close to, in Miami, I found.
Like, I want to learn Japanese, but not online. I need somebody, like, to teach me, you know, so that if I'm saying it wrong, they'd be like, bitch, you're saying it wrong.
Yeah, I want like a nun to teach me. Like,
Oh, because nuns are with shit.
yeah, it's right there on those two
Oh, because I'm
pages.
like, your handwriting's all like, wrong, so.
My handwriting's not sloppy.
It's big.
No.
What, these are schools?
Yeah,
Places? Okay, because
apartments and
I
crap.
saw like one bedroom, but I was like, what the fuck is that?
Well, those are one bedrooms. But the
They're.
classes are next to each other. So, like, it can kind of give you an idea of.
Is this 1300 to 1700 a month?
Yeah.
And it's next to the beach.
Downtown Aventura, and what is the other one?
It says Aventura, downtown, downtown.
Yeah, those are close. But the thing I like is that I was already preparing to become a stripper for college.
Wow.
I was lucky.
These are all one bedroom, one bathroom.
Yeah. Just go up like probably to $100 more, and then that'll give you like an idea on two
This
bedrooms.
one's pretty cheap.
Which one?
This one for only 900?
Yeah, and it looks really good too.
Wow. Is there like a lot of drugs and rape in that neighborhood?
I hope so. No, I mean.
I guess. Especially for three people, that is like
Yeah.
shit cheap. I don't trust it. It's the most
Exactly.
expensive thing you can find.
We
We need to be paying $1 million a
get
month.
evicted the first day.
I know. Okay. The first day. Eviction.
Exactly.
You're like, I didn't even move my stuff in here.
Like I paid $1 million. That was one day's rent.
Hold on.
This commercial I find annoying.
Was it ShamWow?
Yeah, and it only comes on logo.
Well, Loco always has like the strange infomercials. Like, if you watch Queer as Folk, they show like the gayest guys selling underwear. It's so weird. It's like, buy this underwear now! And you see like extremely built guys in this like little bikini shit.
Yeah, that's why I had to leave like Wilton Manor yesterday. Like every store I went into had underwear.
Hey, look, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. This is the movie that Invasion was based off of, with Nicole Kidman and the sun and the aliens, and you'd catch it if they throw up in your face. They'd be like, "Whoa!" And then
I have no clue what you're talking about, but now I want to see it.
It was so gross. Because they'd be like, "Join us." And she's like, "No." And then they would hold her down and it's like, "Nah." And you see all this shit come out of her mouth.
Oh, dude, it just reminded me of, like, we were standing by each other in, like, class one day, and, well, it was before school, and all of a sudden I'm like, "Ah! Did you see that movie?"
I remember that! And I was like, "What?" That was so weird. I remember that.
I was talking about, what was it, with the worms?
Yeah, you were Slither. You were talking about Slither.
That movie was so weird.
Yeah. Doesn't it look nasty? It has a woman's face, but it's totally a... Oh, okay. It is a woman.
It reminds me of Drawn Together when Xander is like...
The woman thing that I just said?
No, all the crap that she's covered in. And they turned off the light and turned on the blue light, and Xander was white.
Oh, gosh.
He's like, "I'm a friendly ghost."
Yeah. Look at this. This was made in 1978, and it's a remake of the classic. Damn, how old is the classic? Yeah, so I guess Invasion was a remake of a remake.
Oh my God. You know what that reminded me of? Juno, when she's like, "Man, you weren't there. It was awesome." He was like, "You weren't even born yet."
Yeah. That was funny. I was like, "It's aliens that they just throw up in your face." Like, yeah, but you guys gonna see that movie Invasion, and also The Bourne Identity.
Have you seen Black Knight
yet?
That
came out of nowhere. Not The Bourne Identity.
You were trying to say Black Knight and Bourne Identity came out.
No. The movie with Jodie Foster. And she was such a lesbian.
The Brave One?
The Brave One. Yeah, you gotta see The Brave One too.
In the magazine, they were like, the only person that didn't know Jodie Foster was lesbian.
Was Jodie Foster. So, The Black Knight.
Mm-hmm.
You mean the Batman movie?
Yeah.
It's the Dark Knight.
Dark Knight, Black Knight, same night.
Well, the Black Knight is that one with Eddie Murphy in it.
That's Will Smith. No, Martin Lawrence.
Yeah, Martin Lawrence. All these black actors.
You can tell how not black. It was going to be Denzel Washington.
I know. No, the only ones I can tell is Denzel and Will Smith.
Yeah.
The other black actor sounds like... I don't remember.
I can tell Chris Rock's voice from anywhere. Because he has that annoying high pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. He has that annoying voice. What were we talking about? Dark Knight. Oh, yeah, I saw The Dark Knight.
Was it good? My aunt and her boyfriend went to go see it, and he was like, it had a lot of twists. My aunt fell asleep because she was tired.
Twists?
Yeah, like...
If you know the Batman, it's not much of a twist. it was good, but I expected more the way they were hyping it up.
Yeah. They said that, like, God, what's that dead guy's name?
Heath Ledger?
Yeah, him. I feel so insensitive.
He was amazing.
Yeah,
in
they
it,
said he was like...
Like, at first, we were thinking, like, they were only being so nice to him because he died, you know? Because you know how Hollywood gets, like, once somebody dies, that's when they're like, "Oh my God, they were so amazing." But no, he was really good. You couldn't even tell it was him.
Wow.
He was freaking me out.
Because, well, Heath is only known for playing good guy roles.
Yeah, they say that he's the best villain in a long time, and nobody else can play the Joker. And I think what happened was, because it kind of ended with a cliffhanger kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
and I think what happened was the director wanted to make another movie with the Joker and Two-Face in it, because Two-Face was also in that, and Scarecrow.
Yeah.
But, you know, Joker's dead now, and you would just be a fool to try to get somebody else to do him, you know?
Exactly. They say that's why, like, the role was so scary for Heath. That's why he, like, ended up taking the pills or whatever to get some sleep. Like, he was so convincing in the role himself.
No, that's not why he took it. Not because of the movie, you know?
Yeah.
But he did a very convincing job.
Yeah. Know who else died? The old...
Jesus?
No. The old lady from Golden Girls.
Really?
Yeah, like the old one.
Oh, the old one? Well, she
yeah.
was like 100 years old when
But she
Golden
looks
Girls
so
came out.
young.
What?
No, if you've seen her, like, in the 2000s, from how she
Golden
looked...
Girls was like...
How she looked in 2000s compared to Golden Girls time... She looked at smoke like she was in her 40s.
She looked like she was in her 40s, or that's
Yeah.
where she was. Oh, okay.
Not like people in their 40s are smoking or not smoking. If you're a MILF and you're kind of into that granny thing, then I don't know what to say.
You can't say if you're a MILF and you're in the granny thing, because MILF is like, moms, I like to fuck, you know? So
Well,
you can't be like,
G-Myth.
you can't be like,
MILF.
a mom I like to fuck and who likes to fuck moms. There was two people who I would, who's over 40, who I'd totally sleep with.
I already know one of them.
Who's one of them?
Madonna.
Yes. I would well, I don't know, because she got that plastic surgery kind of thing, but before she got plastic surgery, I would do her in a second. And then the other person is my 8th grade teacher. Miss Pugliese.
I don't know if there's anyone over 40 that had. Barack Obama, but he's not.
Barack Obama. He's not really that hot. And then he's got that thing around his lips that looks like extra dark. I don't know whether he's like light skinned, but around his lips is extra dark.
And let's see.
Did you see the little girl? She had the tattoo on her stomach?
No, I didn't see that. And isn't Will Smith like in his 40s now?
I don't know how old Will Smith
I know. Oh, Joan.
I love how she can make fun of herself.
Yeah.
I love a person who can make fun of themselves.
She kind of looks like the Joker in a way.
Wow.
Why are they
Whoa.
Ripping out of clothes? Okay, like, what are we watching?
I don't know. It says Garden State, but this is not Garden State.
Exactly.
Pitch three.
We need a video, okay? Will you do it for us?
I guess they're trying to come up with a music video.
Brother, I think it's an ad or something. I don't like that guy's hair.
That's Corbin Blue.
That was Corbin Blue?
No.
Oh.
With the red head?
Oh,
Corbin.
Style?
Yes, that's Corbin Blue with the Michael Jackson twist.
I was thinking about his hair, but sure. Alright, so we got distracted. Will Smith. I don't know. I mean, he's hot, but I have to think about it. You know? But, like,
because he's always taken off his clothes in movies.
Yeah, he is.
Like,
but then I've seen it all. No mystery, you know?
Well, he was going to show his front in the movie 6 Degrees of Separation, but he decided not to.
Yeah. I don't know. I think some people would be disappointed if he did. You know, be like, oh, I thought it was bigger.
I hear like...
You know who did show his front in a movie?
Who?
That guy from Lord of the Rings. You seen Lord of the Rings, right?
No. More or less.
More or less.
Yeah.
Well, the guy with the black hair.
Frodo.
And the no. with the long black hair, he had that like stubble thing, and he was all like hot and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he would always fight with the elf and the midget.
Mm-hmm. What's up with that retarded hand that you're doing? Like,
this is what's me that I'm ready. Normally I know their names, but I haven't seen that movie in like a year, even though I own all three. But, yeah, him, because he was in, fuck, what was that movie? He was in this one movie where he was all badass, and he was fighting in this one scene completely naked, and he was just swinging all over the place. It was kind of tiny, but I still feel fun.
Oh, a nice fighting nude scene is that chick that's in, what's that movie? with the burlesque girl. Well, they're kind of cabaret showgirls, I think.
Showgirls? You mean that gay show? The Daily Show and
No.
Logo?
No, it's a movie.
No, I mean, like, there's a movie that they always show a movie called Showgirls.
Maybe. She's like a blonde.
Yeah, she's blonde, has curly hair. Oh, yeah.
There's one scene where she's like kicking this guy's ass topless.
Oh, well, topless, yeah.
But they're like all swinging and stuff, and she doesn't have small, you know, things.
Boobs.
Yeah,
You can't say
exactly.
boobs.
I feel uncomfortable saying words like that.
Oh, man. Oops. Yeah, so how do we get to the conversation of people fighting naked?
Old people, I guess old people, and then you were like, you wouldn't want to see Will Smith naked, and I was like, oh, he
Oh,
almost
and
showed
then
his
I was all
front.
like, speaking of playing a bomber. All right, so who's another person you'd sleep with who's over 40? Because you were gonna say Will Smith, but then we got sidetracked on this.
Let's see. I totally do Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson?
Just cause I,
Silence there.
just cause, like, Janet can put out like a Soulja Boy album and it'll still be like,
Hot.
yeah.
I sleep with her music, but I don't know if I sleep with her.
I went to sleep to techno last night.
Oh my god, how
I
do you
don't
sleep with
even,
that?
I don't even know.
Every time I hear techno, I just want to dance.
It's like I like close my eye with every like douche douche douche, you know?
So it was like a rapid blink.
Yeah, it was like, and I ended up, my eyelids ended up getting tired, so I closed them and I started counting sheep while the music was still playing, and I was like, knocked out.
I have a playlist that puts me to sleep, like my instrumental playlist. Sometimes it makes me sad, sometimes it makes me go to sleep.
Oh my god, there's this artist you have to listen to, her name's Missy Higgins.
I know her.
She has a song called The Special 2.
Where did you hear about Missy Higgins?
From Mara on the 7 SOGs.
Because remember she was in that magazine at Frenchie's house, and I was like, I think she's gay because she was on the Daily Lesbian Moment blog.
I think
For a
so
couple
too,
of weeks.
because like one of the lyrics in The Special 2, it says something about a woman, but I don't
You can't
remember
really
what it
tell
was.
nowadays, because I mean, look at that, I kissed a chick.
Who totally didn't kiss a girl. I'm still upset with her.
Yeah, I think she did, but.
You know the lady on the community channel on YouTube?
Yeah, the Australian
Yeah.
Asian chick.
She did a I Fucked Your Mom remix.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I saw it, and I sent it to. But why is it called the community channel?
I have no clue.
That totally sucks.
The funny thing I thought was funny within it is she had the person under the bed, like in the real video, and I was wondering, why is the person under the bed in both of them? And then all of a sudden, the letters WTF came up.
That was funny.
Oh my.
She's awesome. She's short. She's shorter than me.
Yeah. Oh my. I didn't notice how short Pete Wentz was.
Who's that?
Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy.
Oh. Okay.
Guy that showed his penis, his junk. Who stayed in Ashley Simpson? Well, getting married to her.
Yes.
Yeah, he was standing up alongside. What?
Really? You're like, from Fall Out Boy? Who shows junk? Yes. Who's marrying? Well, not. No, no, no. Like, yes. Like, you think the first yes would let you know that I know who you're talking about.
Well, he was standing up alongside the Jonas Brothers. And he was shorter than they were.
Wow.
I was like,
you know, he's in this rap video that is so annoying. It's like the coconut thing. It's like, put your lime in your coconut. I'm like, shut up! You know? It is so annoying. That guy should just go back to what? That looks like Hillary Clinton. The second one?
Yeah.
I'm looking at it like, what? If only they could see what we're watching.
Okay, apparently this is called the goals. No, the safety of objects.
What? I would think the trans too, because oh look, it's Hillary Clinton. And then it's Bill.
Wait, why are they coming out of the house again?
No, these are different people, because remember the other one had the wheelchair
person? Oh, yeah.
And these are like two kids and Hillary Clinton. All right, so this is the safety of objects. A solid ensemble cast charges the powerful drama film director. Blah, 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 who examines the modern suburbia life within inter... Sounds boring.
Yes, it does.
What? Kogato said... Big Fish was weird. I saw that movie. No. Oh, Go Fish.
Yeah, I saw one of them. The Study of Sleep. That was crazy.
Oh, was Jim Carrey?
No. It was some other guy, and like he'd have like giant hands one second. It was very confusing.
It was like a high trip.
Exactly.
Like, I knew I shouldn't have smoked that pot. Like, when Frenchie was like, they told her not to drink anything from that lady because she takes a lot of drugs. And then she smoked pot with her. And an hour later, she's like, fuck. That's so funny. But, anyways, we're kind of droning on right now.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go.
You know, once the mic goes off, it's gonna be like, dead silent.
Alright, because I'm gonna start like, I don't know, like
watching TV or watching something. TV.
It's because whenever we have the mics on, we're always like, we don't want any dead silence.
Yeah.
So we gotta keep talking, so it's not like 20 minutes of silence.
Exactly.
What I just said made no sense.
I totally forgot to bring Cinderella today.
Oh my god, we're supposed to have our Disney day today.
Exactly.
Alright, so me and Cal, we started reminiscing, and we're like, no school like the old school with Disney movies, so we're gonna watch a boatload of old Disney movies like Beauty and the Beast and Cinderella, and I could like beat somebody up for the Lion King, right? Because I used to have all of them on tape, but who has VCRs nowadays?
I do. No, I'm lying. I'm not.
The last one that I had actually started smoking. I don't know why.
Yeah,
so we
a
had
lot
to,
do
we
that.
We had to throw it out. Because we were like, why does it smell like smoke in here? And we go inside the master bedroom, and you see like smoke's coming out of the thing, and it wasn't even on. We're like, WTF. But
speaking of VHS, I finally saw Beacon Rewind.
Oh.
It is hilarious.
Is that the one where the entire thing erases?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching that and I was like, how did the entire thing erase? And then I saw the guy had all the magnets on him. Retard. Anyway, so we're going to do our Disney thing and we forgot. So I guess we'll do that some other day.
Yeah.
I want to say tomorrow, but it's not going to happen.
Why not?
Because every time we say we're going to do something tomorrow,
I thought we could do it tomorrow. I'm not sure.
I
can.
I don't feel like doing it tomorrow. Alright, so over and out. This is Glenn. Thanks for listening to Insignia.
And this is Kyle Donnie.
Okay.
Thank you all.
See you later. Oh yeah, if you guys want to like message us or anything, they should know where to go by now. Alright.